I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ernie Hudson on the hotline right now. Fantastic actor.
Oh, look, one of my all-time favorites. And there's a lot of stuff I didn't know about Ernie. I was just reading up. I mean, we've had him on the show a lot of times. And, of course, he's done some incredible. We loved when he was doing Oz. I loved it. Of course, Ghostbusters, you love it. Just a ton of fantastic movies.
There's like Basketball Diaries, Crow, and Arrow, yes. Airheads. Like, it's great movies.
He really great stuff. I didn't realize how hard he had. A pretty tough start. He's also a U.S. Marine. He's just a really interesting cat, man.
Born December 17th in Benton Harbor, Michigan. After serving in the U.S. Marine Corps, he moved to Detroit to become a playwright, later enrolling at Wayne State to study acting and eventually graduating from the famed Yale School of Drama. From early roles in such films as the Dolomite classic, Human Tornado, he's built a career with roles in such films as Ghostbusters, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, and The Crow, and on such series as Grace and Frankie, and the HBO drama, Oz. You'll be able to see him next year in the blockbuster film, Ghostbusters, Afterlife, and this Thursday night, he's back with an all-new season of the BET series, The Family Business. Please welcome, Ernie Hudson.
Mr. Hudson, how have you been?
I've been so good, really great. Life is good. I've got no complaints. How about you? How's things going?
You know what? Better than I deserve. Bored. 2020 can suck it. It's not the worst thing we've ever faced for sure. My Ghostbusters is coming out. You guys, we all wondered if the original cast would be included. Turns out it's all a go, and then it gets pushed to 21. I'm like, come on, man. 2020. You got to cut us a break at some point.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. I'm like anything that we could have imagined. So, waiting to see what the new normal is.
And, yeah.
But I'm sure it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Yes, of course it is. Listen, I was just reading about your beginning in this world. You didn't know your father, and your mother passed away when you were only 2 months old of what? Tuberculosis, right?
Yeah, she died from tuberculosis. So I never knew her, but my grandmother raised me, and I think to kind of sort of help me through all that, she believed that, she said, we don't know who our biological parents are necessarily, but we know who our father is, which is God, and to have faith in Him, and He's aware of you personally, and He will guide you in anything that you want to do. And I've always believed that that guidance is what has kept me through all these years.
I couldn't love you more. I was real close to my grandma. I had three brothers, so I had a chance to go stay with my grandma for a year. And my grandpa had passed away, so I had my grandmother all to myself, no brothers. Third grade, Memphis, Tennessee, and one of my favorite memories at all from my entire childhood.
Yeah. No, grandmothers are, and grandfathers. I mean, we all have a special place, and when they are not stable, it's really I can't even imagine. I mean, thank God my grandmother was very, clear about her perspective on life, and she was able to share that.
Yeah. Oh, my grandma was that, like that. You could come in. There was nothing you could do that she wouldn't find something good about it. You'd dye your hair purple, yeah, and she'd be like, it looks great on you. She was that one. And she was a twice-a-week Catholic, like, hard. But no judgment. I mean, sweetest lady I've ever met in my entire, like, wonderful. I still think about her all the time.
That judgment, I'm still working on that, learning every day. Is like, okay, you know what I mean? Let go of the judgment, because that only creates problems.
Yeah. Well, you look, your perspective on this world. I mean, we see now, you know, we know this incredible movie's going to come out. By the way, I can't tell you how happy I am that you guys, Aykroyd, you and Murray, I mean, it's the real deal. And it's going to be great. I mean, I'm really excited about 2021 and seeing it. And it'll keep, I know it'll keep, but because we have this lack of really great things going on in our world currently, that's right. The kind of thing I'd love to see right now.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I think we're all sort of, especially with entertainment, you know, the media, we're all kind of looking at things that we wouldn't normally look at, but, and I think it opens the possibility of new stories being told, and I'm really excited about that. As soon as we can figure out how we go back to it, it's a little complicated right now, but we'll figure it out.
Are you in L.A. or Michigan?
I'm in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Except when I work in L.A. I'm doing three series actually in Los Angeles. So when I'm working, I'm out there, and when I'm not, I'm in Minneapolis.
We were talking about before this got super crazy. We were going to do the Great River Ride on bikes this year, motorcycles, up starting in Minnesota, and then heading all the way down to New Orleans. But now that seems obviously that's probably not the best idea to go ahead through a bunch of major cities.
Right now would be, but you know, I think, when they kind of figure out, I don't know about a cure, but at least some kind of treatment. So if you are unfortunate to, end up with this, there's a treatment, there's a hospital there for you.
Yeah.
We're kind of at least doing what we can.
Is your family just keeping you like a national treasure? Are you just in a bubble?
We just common sense, we really locked down for a while, but we get out, we walk, because, just to stay active. And I have two sons in New York. It's a little hard because, I can't, be near them or
sure.
whatever, but, but it's.
Oh, I call my friends in New York weekly and check on them. And, it's much better than it was before, 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was horrific. And, I'm mailing boxes every day. I mean, I'm sending them stuff, masks and sanitizer and cleaner.
Yeah.
And, it got to the point where one friend of mine, because he's down over near Hell's Kitchen, because it's him and his wife and his two kids and a brand new baby, I'm mailing bear spray in a canister, because I'm like, he's like, what do I need this for? I go, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You take it. Crazy.
Yeah. That, I think just realizing sometimes there are things that's outside of our control and it's out of our hands, and we need to adjust, and maybe a little bit, maybe we don't need to focus on each other, as much. We just need to protect each other and do what little we can, and let go of some things. It's a good time to reset. For me, this is a big reset.
Nice.
Yeah,
I believe it. Listen, Ernie, I know we ran late and we missed you the first slot here, so thank you so much for making time for us. I'm always so happy to have you on the show. I'm glad you're well and your family's well, and I can't wait to see the new movie.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you. And just stay safe and, the best of everything.
You too, my friend. The great Ernie Hudson. Don't forget, second season of The Family Business, Thursday on BET+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.